Well, Mikhail, you had an opportunity to play back-to-back games on the road at the end of the trip. How was that experience?
It's a good experience. It's the first time in NHL when I play back-to-back. Like, feel great. I feel comfy here. Yeah.
You've had the opportunity to do it before in the ECHL or in the USHL, so does that help prepare you for that type of thing?
Yeah, in the ECHL, actually, I play lots of games. Like, sometimes I play 7 games in 10 days. It's a good experience for me. You know, I'm a young guy. I need to grow up. Like, it's helped me a lot.
What's the biggest challenge in those situations? Is it the mental part of it as opposed to maybe just how your body feels?
I don't know. It's probably hard more mentality. My body, like, feel good when I, like, play back-to-back. Doesn't feel any sore, but it's hard to mentality, actually.
So you had a great weekend for the team, give them a chance to win both of the games. And I wanted to look back to Friday's game where you face a penalty shot in overtime, a high-pressure situation for a goalie. What was that like?
Actually, like, it's my birthday, you know. It was my birthday, so I feel great. Like, when I had penalty shot, I don't worry about it. I think, like, hey, man, I will stop you 100%. It's my night tonight, you know. Like, we will. I don't worry about it. Like, feel it so good on Friday.
So then I guess you weren't surprised a few minutes later when, after you made the save, your team was able to win the game.
Yeah, it's actually good, like, emotion. Like, I came to locker room, like, feel great, like, 21 years old, win the HL game in overtime. Like, yeah, it's awesome for me.
Pretty exciting. And so now the team comes home and you're getting ready for these important games in the push for a playoff spot. How is the team feeling getting into the weekend here?
I feel we have a couple days off and we feel great, you know, like in the ice, like everybody work hard. Like, I don't know, I think we're ready for this. Like, it's a good battle for us.
What's it like for you at this point of the year, given that you've been through all of those games in the ECHL, all the games now in the AHL? You feel like you've really developed a lot so far this year?
Yeah, it's a big development for me, and I look up to, like, Camry, you know. I don't know any backup goalie who's, like, the backup, you know. Actually, every goalie wants to, like, be first. It's like, what if I work for, like, I want first goalie. It's not a surprise, you know, for everybody. So I just want to work hard, like, win games and take my spot.
What sorts of things do you think you've learned this year? How have you improved your game?
I don't understand what you're asking.
Make it better.
How do you think you've grown this year as a goalie?
I don't know. I have a coaches like Greg who's helped me for grow. Sometimes he tell me, like, hey, Mike, take easy with puck sometimes. Like, I don't know. Lots of games. Like, I think I grow up more in games or I grow up in practice. Like, in practice, it's like keep my body, like, feel well. But in games, like, I actually grow up.
So, in a sense, then, the opportunity to go to Jacksonville and get all of those games in, as well as the games here, is just giving the chance to get the game experience, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's when you jump from junior to pro, like, if you sit in a bench, like, first year, it's not help you, like, for go up. So coaches do, like, good for me. They send me down for, I have lots of games this season. It's helped me, actually, a lot. I feel it, like, I'm not nervous, you know. I feel like young guy, and you wait, like, next game, like, 10 days, and you start nervous in the game. But I feel, like, so good. I didn't nervous in pro. It's good for me.